Jesus took with him Peter and John and James and went up on the mountain to pray. And while he was praying, the appearance of his face changed and his clothes became dazzling white. Suddenly they saw two men, Moses and Elijah, talking to him. They appeared in glory and were speaking of his departure, which he was about to accomplish at Jerusalem. Now Peter and his companions were weighed down with sleep, but since they had stayed awake, they saw his glory and the two men who stood with him. Just as they were leaving him, Peter said to Jesus, "Master, it is good for us to be here. Let us make three dwellings, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah," not knowing what he said. While he was saying this, a cloud came and overshadowed them, and they were terrified as they entered the cloud. Then from the cloud came a voice that said, "This is my son, my chosen. Listen to him." The title of the sermon this evening is "Jesus is my superhero." Now, the term superhero usually refers to a fictional character with powers. Now, tomorrow for Youth Sunday, this is also going to be our sermon. And the youth are going to share who their fictional superheroes are. And to be honest with you, some of the ones that they share, I've not even heard of. For me, my favorite, and for those who saw me walking around before worship and seeing my shirt, know that my favorite superhero is Superman. And you know Superman, the original, faster than a speeding bullet, more powerful than a locomotive, able to leap tall buildings at a single bound, you know, all those superpowers. Someone recently asked me why Superman is my favorite fictional superhero. And it's not because of those things. It's not because of his strength or his ability to fly or run fast. Those are fun things about this fictional character. They're wonderful things. X-ray vision, heat vision. He can freeze things with his breath. Those are wonderful things. But what I like most about Superman that most people don't realize is his vulnerability. I've always been intrigued by that. He's supposed to be this superhero that has everything, all these great powers, but as you read through not only the comic books, I like to call them graphic novels, as you read through those and watch the films, somebody has to save Superman at some point. He's vulnerable. There's the thing that he's most vulnerable about, if you know the mythology of Superman, is kryptonite. Green kryptonite will take away his powers. And so someone has to come and get rid of that kryptonite. There's red kryptonite, which changes his powers. There's gold kryptonite. There's all types of kryptonite, but they're his vulnerability. What I like most about Superman is that he needs others. As great as his powers are, he still needs others to help him and to save him. Tomorrow's sermon with the youth will share their superheroes, but then we're going to talk about real people who are superheroes. Real people, our family members, our friends, teachers. For me, when I thought about this, I think the first person that came to my mind was my mother. She was a superhero to me. I can remember when I was sick as a child. My mother took care of me. When I injured my head and it was bleeding all over, she had been a nurse. She took care of me. I remember being sick that my two favorite comfort foods that my mother always provided whenever I got sick and had the flu were oyster stew and tapioca pudding. Oh, you didn't like that? Doesn't sound good to you. Those were my favorites. I still like to have those when I'm not feeling well. I know it doesn't sound good to you, but for me, they're comfort food. And mother always made those for me. Mother was also a superhero to me because she encouraged me in my music. I wanted to quit piano lessons, and she found ways to encourage me, to reward me, and to keep me going, including when I was in high school in the band, you know, to encourage me to do my music. So she's a superhero that way. And my mother loved me. She would come to seminary, and she would come to worship service, and she'd always cry. And whenever I'd leave for seminary, she'd cry, and I'd get on the, she'd take me to the airport, and she'd be, you know, crying that I was leaving. I just sensed the love. One time when I was in college, we got in an argument somehow. I don't remember what it was about, but we were fighting. We were getting all this stuff. And mother wanted to say something to me to put me in my place. She wanted to let me know how angry she was at me. And what she said was, "When you leave this time, I'm not crying." I thought, "Ooh, that's, you know, she's really mad at me." So. Real people have superpowers. Those superpowers are inspiring each other, listening to each other, giving advice to each other, helping each other, rescuing each other when we are the superheroes in our lives. We're connected to them. We're connected by common interests and by our love for each other. The superpower of real people is sacrifice. People will make sacrifices to show their love for each other. Those are superpowers of people. So we've got fictional superheroes. We've got superheroes in our families. And the title of the sermon is Jesus is a Superhero. He was a superhero to the apostles. Imagine that day on Transfiguration to see him in all his glory with Moses and Elijah, to see this glory shining in the dazzling white, to experience the glory of resurrection from death to life. And so Jesus is really a superhero to every disciple. Jesus is a superhero because we know his miracles, of course. And that, to us, you know, we look at that. But there's more than that. Jesus is a superhero because of his power of forgiveness. We read his story, and we see how he forgave people. Forgiveness was so powerful. In his moment of death, he forgave those who crucified him. Father, forgive them, for they don't know what they're doing. Jesus had this superpower of compassion. He loved everyone. He loved sinners. He loved the outcast. He loved people that were unlovable. He spent time listening and caring for tax collectors, all those who were outcast, those who were unlovable in society. Jesus loved them. You weren't supposed to go near lepers. Jesus did and brought them healing. Jesus loved everyone. His love for everyone was his superpower. It still is. And of course, Jesus' greatest superpower was his sacrificial love. He died on the cross for everyone, for the forgiveness of sin. He died on the cross to bring eternal life to everyone. I said that one of the superheroes of real people is being connected to each other. Jesus promised to be connected to us for all time. He said to his disciples, and that applies to us, "I will be with you always." Jesus is with us now, here, in this moment. His presence is felt. That was the original outline of tomorrow's sermon with the youth. fictional superheroes, superheroes in our family, and Jesus. And tomorrow I'm going to end the sermon. I'm going to start the sermon, and then the youth director, Leslie Durst, and the youth are going to do the middle part, and then I'm going to conclude it. And I'm going to have a little bit of a surprise. I'm going to add another superhero that seems to cover everybody, the fiction, real people, and Jesus. But there's a superhero that we need to be very aware of. It's often overlooked. And that superhero is yourself. Jesus promised that the Holy Spirit will be with us. Jesus said, the kingdom of heaven is within you. He said, love your neighbor as yourself. We often overlook that we ourselves should be a superhero in our lives. Paul said, you are a temple of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit lives within you, Paul said. That means that each of us are important in the eyes of God. We are beloved in the eyes of God, just as Jesus was beloved. So appreciate who you are. Appreciate your gifts. Appreciate yourself. Take care of yourself. Make a commitment to make right choices in your life for yourself, for the good of yourself, which will be for the good of others as well. Be a superhero by asking for help. Superhero doesn't mean, like Superman, it doesn't mean that you're invulnerable. You need help. You need others. Don't be afraid to ask for help when you need help. Give thanks to God for who you are and for all of your gifts. Be a superhero to yourself. In the story of the Transfiguration, we heard God speak to Jesus from the cloud. This is my son, my beloved. Listen to him. For our concluding prayer, Jesus is going to speak to us now. And I invite you, as we heard in the gospel lesson, listen to him. Let us pray. Think of your whole life, all that's going on with you, your thoughts, your actions, your behavior, your connections, the people you love, the people you care about. Think of yourself. Jesus is entering in now and saying to you, you are my beloved. Listen to Jesus say to you, you are my beloved. And let us pray for those that we love, those who are sick, those who are hurting, those of our family, our friends. And let us hear Jesus say to them, you are my beloved. Think of our whole world, the nations, our nation, the poor, the suffering, the wealthy, all people, the loved, the unloved, those who have homes, the homeless. Jesus speaks to our world and says, you are my beloved. You are my beloved. You all are my beloved.